Right now, it's time for Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, our correspondent in our area for the Republican American. You can read through the paper the old-fashioned way, which is a great way to do it. Or you can do it the newfangled way, which is go to their website, rap-am.com, and read the paper there. You subscribe there, and you get the digital edition of it. And it's the paper. It's just not on paper. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
It's the papers.
And just whatever way you read it, it's fine with us, as long as you read it.
That's right. And definitely read it.
Yes. Yeah. You want to be up on what's happening. An informed population is what we need here.
Yeah. And in fact, at this point, I'm sorry, this is just a generic statement, but the news that comes out locally is actually more, as it filters up to the top, you get a less and less of an idea about what's actually going on.
True.
So it's really critical at this juncture.
Yeah. Starts right here, grassroots.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll start with the grassroots with the Region 1 board starting off. And I actually turned it off after the thing because it was, once again, someone was, folks, I'll let Ruth tell the story, but someone was nominated for a position that they obviously didn't want. So they had, it was funny.
Yeah. It was an interesting little episode.
Here's what happened. They vote at the, when they start the new year, just for people listening, they vote in the new Region 1 Board of Education, who's the chair, the vice chair, treasurer, secretary, and stuff like that. And the representative from Sharon was the chairman.
Right.
And then for the vice chairman...
there was a little hiccup there.
Pat McCare nominated Jennifer Weigel. And then Weigel won, and she didn't want it.
Right, yeah. It got a little confusing on the ballot, and it was obvious that Jennifer did not want to be vice chairman, so Pat's McCara said, well, just decline then, which she did, and went on to nominate Jonathan Moore, who became the vice chairman, and then Jennifer was treasurer, because that's what she wanted all along. So.
Okay.
It was a little confusing for a while,
I did turn it off after that. I just said to myself, and I said, "Well, that was obviously decided about a month ago." But anyway, that was
anyway. Yeah. But at that meeting, they did have which are the highlights generally of these meetings when the kids get up and talk and do their thing, and they had four kids talk about their personalized learning projects, which and these kids are really eloquent, and it was really interesting to hear. They can take on any project they want. They have a mentor, and they work specifically on it, and they get one credit and do something of interest rather than something they may not be interested in and could be something they'll pursue later on in life. So they had the four kids come up and talk about it. Lots of school news. They're doing several community partnership programs. This is a new thing this year. Invite the parents and the community members in to hear about curriculum and programs and whatever else is going on. Cornwall had its this past week, the same night as Lee H. Kellogg had, and the other schools will be having them as well. Along with that, they're having meetings on enrollment, and Jonathan Costa from Ed Advance is coming around and talking to several schools on what to look for in the future. As we know, just about every school is having issues with declining enrollment. And how do you deal with it with small classes and larger bills? So that's what's happening throughout the area. And that'll get really busy come January and later in the year.
All right, so that's that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, all kinds of Christmas events going on. I chickened out on Saturday. I wasn't going anywhere, but there were lots of events. Even with the snow, I'm amazed. I mean, I'm not one for driving in the snow, so... But the Douglas Library had its party, and I'm sure the Hunt Library had its art show, and the Cornwall Stroll was on. They had people strolling through Cornwall, stopping at all the stores and for refreshments and singing and so forth.
I would have to say that having snow when they were having the stroll in West Cornwall and in the Cornwall makes it kind of nice because
I'm sure. Yeah, gave the made it the season bright, and but Chicken Epstein was not there.
You know, and people, and now because Pearly's is open, where where the Wandering Moose used to be, if people got a little cold or tired, they had a place to go and get warm and eat and warm up.
Yes, yeah, that's been a great boon to the to West Cornwall, and they're also, as we know, are looking at putting a new sewer system. ACES sewer system, not new. I mean, a sewer system in there, in West Cornwall. You know, that's a little village that needs some kind of a lift. It's got many septic systems that don't meet the standards, and you can't expand with businesses or residences if you don't have it. So, a study committee was formed. They recommended this project, and the selectmen approved it. They've had some meetings, and it appears that townspeople are in favor of it. Of course, it will have to go to a town meeting. It's a huge project. It'll cost over $3 million, and, but it'll be interesting to see and keep, watch that as the time goes on. So we'll be on that one.
All right.
And this week is kind of slow, as we said. Not too many things going on. We do have Council of Governments will be meeting this Thursday, and they always have interesting topics that deal with regional issues. So we'll be there to catch that. And tonight is the doubleheader in Falls Village, the Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen. But otherwise, we're I don't know what you got, Marshall.
That's it. And then just people take your time and go to Kent, take a look at all the gingerbread houses. They're on display already.
The gingerbread house, yes. Had a great historic house tour here yesterday with lots of older homes open to the public and very interesting tales at each one. The Historical Society's first, and it was very successful, and they hope to do it again. So that was a interesting evening.
All right.
Interesting day. So
that's the story.
That's what we got. And as we said, it's a slim pickings from now on with the holidays coming, not too much going on. But as we said, we never know what's going to erupt, and we'll carry it if and when it comes.
All right, Ruth, we'll speak to you next Monday.
Very good. Have a good week.
Take care.
You too. Thanks.
Take care. Bye.